When Jesus, he said, mind, heart, soul, and strength. Well, we have an intellect, okay? Our heart is our spirit. Our soul is our will and emotions. Mm-hmm. And our strength is our body.
Yeah.
So we have a mind, and there's mental intimacy. We have a spirit. There is spiritual intimacy, mm-hmm. okay? We have emotions. There's emotional intimacy. Mm-hmm. And then we have a body. So sexual intimacy is 1/4 of the intimacy equation. Welcome to the Marriage Day podcast. We are Jimmy and Karen Evans, and this podcast exists to help every couple succeed in marriage. Karen, welcome to the podcast.
Good to be here.
We're talking today with Don't Confuse Sex with Intimacy, and I think you have a lot of confusion about this. I think that you think sex is intimacy, and I'm trying to tell you that it's not. Talk some sense into you.
Yeah, well, God knows.
Well, this was when we first got married 50 years ago, so I was 19 years old. I thought sex was intimacy. I had no knowledge of anything, mm-hmm. but to me, sex was intimacy. And you were always good about meeting my sexual needs, but you wanted a lot more than that, which I didn't understand. So let's talk about don't confuse sex with intimacy. So, as time went on and we've been married all these years, what I realized is sex is important, but it's only one dimension of marriage. Mm-hmm. So Jesus in Matthew 22, they came up to him and they said, Lord, what is the most important commandment? And here was his answer. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Mm-hmm. Now it's an interesting scripture because what Jesus is saying is there's four dimensions to us. We're not one dimensional beings. Because, see, the way that pornography portrays sex is we're just animals. Mm-hmm. We're just animals pleasuring ourselves. And you're just a sack of flesh that I can get some pleasure off of. But that's not what the Bible says. When Jesus, he said, mind, heart, soul, and strength. Well, we have an intellect, okay? Our heart is our spirit. Our soul is our will and emotions. Mm-hmm. And our strength is our body.
Yeah.
So we have a mind, and there's mental intimacy. We have a spirit. There is spiritual intimacy. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have emotions. There's emotional intimacy. Mm-hmm. And then we have a body. So sexual intimacy is 1/4 of the intimacy equation. And what I realized was being very one dimensional as a young man, when we began to pray together mm-hmm. and worship together, when mm-hmm. we began to have vision retreats and we would sit down and we would and if you don't know how to have a vision retreat, go on exomarriage.com. We have a resource called Vision Retreat Guidebook. But when we began to have a more mature relationship, what I realized was I need to be mentally one with you mm-hmm. through talking. Mm-hmm. I need to be emotionally one with you mm-hmm. through romance and talking and having fun. I need to be spiritually intimate with you by praying together and worshiping together, and I need sex. Mm-hmm. And so there's four dimensions to it. So a lot of times, a lot of the fighting that happens in marriage over sex is a lot of times we're either going overboard in an area. In other words, I want to have spiritual intimacy and I don't care anything about sex. But also most of the problem today in our society is trying to make sex too important, and you fail because you can't succeed. Mm-hmm. If you do succeed, you become a sexual addict. Mm-hmm. So good sex in marriage means a balance.
I totally agree. And, you know, I just think about, you know, you and me, it's, you know, one of the things that I remember, you know, when we first, you know, were married and actually when we were dating, you know, you were very sexual, but you were a guy and you were so young. I mean, we were 16 when we met. And then, you and I were very attracted to each other, but what I remember the most about our dating and then the first years of our marriage were that we would spend so many hours talking. And I think that's what developed that closeness with you and I, even before anything sexual. And I can remember us laying in bed at night and putting the phone down because that was, you know, everything was wired phones. We didn't have wireless phones. And we would go to sleep with the phone next to each other, you know, mm-hmm. and we'd wake up, you know, the phone was still.
That was like sleeping together.
you know, we had such good conversations. I remember going on dates and just sitting and talking for hours. And, and how important that was. And I think that we built that foundation, you know, and I think that, like, just exactly what you're saying, you know, intimacy is so many more things than just physical. It is emotional. It is, you know, communicating. It's being, you know, I think about the times that, you know, when we would go through times of being disrespectful and dishonoring of each other. And it's really hard to come together and want to be physical when, you know, you've hurt each other. We've hurt each other with our words, you know, and because it all plays a part. I mean, everything's combined.
Absolutely. Well, and early in our marriage, like you said, we had the foundation of a friendship because we weren't sexual. You know, when we were dating, we were not sexual. Mm-hmm. And we waited, and that gave us that foundation. A lot of people today are so sexual. We had a woman that worked for us here at XO Marriage, and she was probably 40, and she was on a Christian dating site, and she had several dates from this dating site, and she said, "I thought I was going to get raped on all three dates." And I said, "I thought it was a Christian dating site." She said, "It is, and these guys want sex on the first date."
Hey there, Jimmy Evans here, and today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35 for 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care.
It really did shock me. And I can't even imagine what it'd be like on a secular dating site. Mm-hmm. But the point being, when you are too sexual too soon, you don't have the foundation mm-hmm. of the friendship. The mental intimacy that we have comes from communicating, mm-hmm. sitting and talking and sharing ideas. The emotional intimacy that we have comes from having fun and being together and sharing our emotions together. The spiritual intimacy that we have, the spiritual intimacy is the deepest level of intimacy. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is what surprised me. And by the way, for all the guys that are listening to this right now, Gary and Barb Rosberg wrote a book called The Five Sex Needs of Men and Women. They did a very large survey of Christians, and they asked Christians, what are your top five sexual needs? One of a woman's top sexual needs is praying with her husband. Now, that's a shocker for a lot of men. Mm-hmm. But why do you think that's true, Karen?
Well, because women are, to me personally, that's how I feel, is we are more spiritually in tune than men, at first anyway. And, I mean, our hearts are more open and tender because it's a heart issue. And with men, it's usually a mind thing. You know, they need to be able to connect with their mind. Sometimes that's hard for them. But as a woman, you know, we're emotionally connected with God in a way I think that's different than men. And so, you know, for me personally, it was huge. I can remember a lot of our fights because I wanted you to be more of the spiritual leader and you resented me even asking you.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, don't tell me what to do and stuff like that. And I was just thinking, but this is about God. it's like, thank the Lord that, you know, he got your heart and you changed all that.
Well, you prayed for me, Karen. I think that for a lot of women out there that want their husbands to change, that's really a key. Because if you would have tried to pressure me or browbeat me, it would have gone the other direction.
Yeah, exactly. And that goes for everything that we want in our marriage. You know, go to God first.
Well, there's nothing wrong with communicating mm-hmm. to me, you know, hey, you know, would you pray with me or would you pray with the kids or something like that? But if you don't get what you want, you can't become the devil trying to get it and mm-hmm. think you're going to make any ground. And you didn't. You prayed for me and you know, over time, I became more spiritual. But the thing that happened in me, and we're talking about don't confuse sex with intimacy. The thing that happened in me was, you know, when I was one dimensional, sex was never enough. Mm-hmm. There was always a disappointment to it in the sense that, in other words, I'm trying to take body, mind, soul, and spirit mm-hmm. and just make body everything. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Physical intimacy is wonderful. It's 1/4 of the, see, let me go back to Matthew 22 for just a minute. See, God made our minds to love him mm-hmm. first. Mm-hmm. When they ask him the question, what's the most important commandment? Love the Lord your God with all, A-double-L, your mind, mm-hmm. your heart. He made our spirits to love him. Mm-hmm. With all your soul, he created our emotions to love him. And your body, he made our bodies to love him. The number one purpose of our mind, soul, heart, and strength is to love God. Well, the second purpose is to love each other. Mm-hmm. The purpose that God created our emotions for was to love. Mm-hmm. He created our minds to love. He created our spirits to love. He created our bodies to love. So our society, when you become morally bankrupt as a society, you become very outward. Mm-hmm. In other words, when you're a whole person, body, soul, mind, and spirit, you have a value on the physical, but it's 25%. Mm-hmm. When you don't have God in your life, you're spiritually void. You put 90% on the outside and not as much on the inside, and you become a depraved society just like we have. So I think a lot of sexual frustration in married couples is not because you're necessarily having bad sex. It's just because you're trying to make sex more than it should be.
Right.
And let me say specifically for men, because men typically have a higher sex drive than their wives. It's not mm-hmm. always true. But I think there's a lot of men putting pressure on their wives to have more sex, and the wife feels frustrated with it because he's trying to make too much out of it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean he doesn't need sex. It just means he's not praying with her, they're not talking, and she doesn't feel the connection on other levels, and he's trying to make it all about sex.
Well, and I was also thinking that, you know, for me personally, you and I had a very open relationship. I mean, we talked about everything. You know, I knew your past. I knew every detail. There was a trust there. And I think that with intimacy, you have to have a lot of trust. You have to be able to trust the person that you're with. Yeah. And, you know, you and I never had secrets ever. You know I can get into your phone. I can get in your computer. I can, you know, there's nothing that you've ever hidden from me. And I think that that's another aspect of having intimacy is, you know, the more that you can trust that person and the more you know that person and every good and bad thing about them, because we've never hidden anything from each other. And we're very honest about our communication. And I think that builds a really good intimacy, too.
I think I agree with that. And I think that's one of the reasons why praying together is very important. It's because it builds trust. Mm-hmm. It's because, I'm more than just a physical person. I'm a spiritual person.
I remember when we started walking and praying together and you would be praying about something and I'd be like, I didn't even know that he felt that way. That's amazing. Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, it takes down, for a man, it takes down that wall of defense and macho and ego that, you know, when you're praying with your wife,
yeah,
it's very, very
well, I never, in the first few years of our marriage, I never talked to you patiently you know, about a lot of things and you wanted me to, but we never prayed together and things like that. When we started talking, sitting down and patiently talking, and I opened my heart to you, and we started praying together, it dramatically improved our sex life. And that surprised me. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying to every man that's listening to this. Don't one dimensionalize your wife in sex. She has a spirit. She has emotions and she has a mind. And if you will be a good husband to her and talk with her and pray with her and share your emotions with her, and, you know, honor her emotions and her thoughts and everything, is that she'll open up to you sexually in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Really
yeah.
Well, we hope that's helpful to you today. Thank you for being a part of the Marriage Day podcast. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with Exo Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out xomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.